Maybe the problem is Snapchat and social media. Maybe we shouldn't just be adding each other on this. Maybe we need to take it immediately from like this dating app to just be like, oh no. Save the dick pic. I'm coming over to check this out in person. We'll just skip Snapchat altogether.
Hi, and welcome to Singles Therapy, the podcast where we talk about modern dating and, of course, being single. I'm your host, Michaela Ingemir, poet and author of the poetry collection, When He Leaves You. Today, of course, as always, I am very excited to let you know that Charlotte Simmons is our guest. She's our first British guest, which I love. She'd probably not love that I'm saying this, but love you, Charlotte. We really cover it all. I've known Charlotte for, I think we figured out it's like at least 6 or 7 years. Maybe not 7 years, almost 7 years. So we've known each other for a very long time. And I love doing episodes with people that like I like can kind of just getting to know and like learning their single stories. But then also like going back to someone I know really well is super fun for me. So Charlotte and I talk about just like kind of the dichotomy of whether or not we're ready to be in a relationship and like holding on to your single status in like an empowering way almost, but then like, what does that mean? Like, are you closing yourself off to things because you're so satisfied in being single? Which I think is a very interesting discussion. We talk about self-development and gender differences. We talk about people coming back into your life. I love to talk about cycles. And I share some tea on past relationships that I actually haven't talked about in this podcast yet. So thank God I'm coming up with new content because I felt like I was running out. We talk a little bit about what Charlotte is looking for and just like the energy that dating takes. And then the more kind of philosophical stuff around knowing what you want, but then not wanting to be too specific because you don't want to close yourself off to anything. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. Charlotte lives with a single guy, so we talk about that, which then turns into her talking about dating someone younger and just like these little micro differences in our generations, because Charlotte's not that older than me, but even just like our experiences of when we kind of came quote unquote online are a little different, which I always think is very interesting and I love talking about. Just generally talking about being independent women and how it makes that hard, how that makes, man, I drank some beers before recording this. Always drinking. Being independent woman and how it makes it hard to date because you often come off as like, I don't need you. And to a man, what does that mean? And it can be a little off-putting, which we explore. I talk about the multiverse. Just kidding. I don't talk about the multiverse that much. Don't worry. Yeah, honestly, we get a little explicit at the end, but then also end with some words of wisdom. I think you're gonna love this episode. I love Charlotte dearly. She is an amazing soul, and it was such a pleasure to have her on this episode. So let's get right into it. Usually we do cheers in the beginning, but we have cans. We could do cans, cheers.
We can still do a cans, cheers. Here we go. Cheers.
I can barely hear it. That's fine. No can ASMR for us.
We'll have to, like, well, let's not Photoshop on an audio. Cut in the sound of a can, yeah.
All right, Charlotte.
All right.
You're on the air.
On the air with Charlotte.
Are we recording? I hope so. This is a recording. I'm done. I'm done.
Never doing it again. It's the end of my podcast career. I give it up.
It does. You can confirm. It looks like it's recording.
Yeah, I can see our little voice making bars on here.
We're doing the best we can.
Okay. How do we start? What do we talk? Like, how do you jump in?
I like to get, when I record the episode fully, I like to be able to introduce myself at the beginning. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, boy. You know what's weird? I feel like I have like all these different ways of introducing myself. Like if I'm in front of a yoga class, it's like, this is what you need to know about me. And then when I get to like a table at work, it's like, you only need to know this much about me. So right. It's like, how do you introduce yourself to someone you can't see who's not really there, but could be there in a few weeks' time? I'm overthinking it. Overthinking it.
This is Charlotte.
This is me. I teach yoga. And I'm otherwise just spending lots of time trying to figure out my life when I'm not teaching yoga. I feel like my job is figuring out what the heck I'm doing. And yeah, that's just it. Drinking tea a lot, although it's summer now, so drinking cider endlessly.
Nice.
What else do you need to know?
That's good.
That's good. Summary.
Oh, talk about how we know each other. Oh, yoga.
How do we know each other? We met working at Kik. Are we allowed to say places? We met working together.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Everyone knows.
They can just look it up on LinkedIn. They're going to see where we worked. I don't know how long ago that was.
Actually, I was thinking about it today.
It would have been...
We met December, or no, I think we met like September 2013.
I remember the weather being nice outside, and I remember Skyping you first, and that being like kind of a new thing for me. Or like...
No, we Skyped after.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We did
Skype during the snowstorm.
Oh, right. And then you came to work at Kik, and we worked together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you left.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best decision in the world ever. And
no tea, no shade.
Tea
and shade.
But all of the things, yeah. But then we just kind of like kept tabs on each other, even though we don't like see each other all the time now,
mm-hmm.
which is weird because I think things were probably like more intense the way our friendship started, just the nature of where we worked together and the kind of things we were doing.
There was
like
boss.
An intense. I was your boss. This is always such a funny thing to think about.
Really
it's
was.
Like,
I was
oh,
the
boss. Yeah.
All right, we have to talk about your relationship. All right,
we're here to talk about
that,
being single, not about that.
Your lack of relationship.
Lack of relationship.
So usually I ask people, why are you single?
So I really just don't feel like I have a very good answer for that question.
Okay.
I don't think I could answer it.
Do you want to answer another one?
I mean, if I knew why I was single, I don't know if I still would be. Actually, no, I feel like I do like being single.
Mm-hmm.
And every time that I get, for whatever reason, worked up to the point where I'm like, I wish I wasn't single, or, oh, this would all just be so much better if I wasn't single,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't last, that feeling doesn't last very long, because then there's something that I will want to go and do, and it's like, I can just do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to check with anyone or communicate to anyone, like, what time I'm going to be home. And, like, there's no questions asked. I make up my own mind and I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, oh, well, that feeling was really short-lived because now I'm back loving the single life. So I don't know, because why am I single? Because most of the time I choose to be, because
mm-hmm.
maybe I stand in my own way sometimes, but maybe I want to be standing in my own way. Maybe I'm saving myself from, like,
wow.
problems by getting in my own way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So.
Do you feel like it's more you or more, like, I don't know, the town. Like,
me.
Like options.
I think it's me.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's. Is it? Because I don't know, that's a problem we can solve.
Me too,
honestly. I don't, yeah, like,
yeah.
I think that I've already. And this is something I'm trying to practice, maybe getting better at. Because I won't label myself as a judgmental person, but I've made my mind up about what kind of relationship I'm going to have with someone, like, off the bat. Like, I'm just like,
yeah.
no, this isn't going to go anywhere, so I've decided I'm just not going to go anywhere with it at all.
Mm.
So then I've already made my
Wait,
mind
do you
up.
Do you know what your Venus is in? Do you know?
Oh, I should get my phone. Capricorn?
Wait, is it?
I don't know.
My Venus is in Capricorn. That makes so much sense.
Because I think there were some things that we had that were really similar, and then there's some that were quite opposite.
Yeah.
You're
one of my most compatible friends. With
Interesting.
My friends.
You're my only friend on CoStar, so like,
yeah.
I don't really know. Yeah, I don't know.
I think you might have been Capricorn.
To be honest, I'm still like learning a lot about star signs and
mm-hmm.
All of that stuff and like what that means for me and my personality and how I interact with the people in my life. But so I don't really know. Where my Venus is. I want to say Capricorn, but yeah, I think I also just don't make it a priority
mm-hmm.
by choice.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like there's so much other stuff going on that I'm just like, I'm never gonna make that a priority, or not right now. Don't
yeah.
say never.
I think I'm starting to recognize that in myself too, of like, I think I talked about this in the last episode, actually. So just, like, how I generally in life, like, prioritize things. I'm very, like, driven about the certain things that are, like, important to me that I want to happen.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that I'm never putting a relationship in any of those priorities. Like, clearly this isn't, it's not the time.
No. And that's the other thing. I do also have, sometimes it's hard to trust it, but I also have this trust that it's just, things happen when they're meant to happen, mm-hmm. or things come along, or an opportunity will present itself. You're not necessarily going to be in the place to be open to it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
But these opportunities will be in your path if they're meant to be, and if they're not meant to be, or if you're not meant to see it,
right,
then it's not going to happen for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what I mean, I think, by getting my own way, because, like, am I too, like, I'm not seeing it because I'm choosing not to see it. It could already be there.
I like the idea of, like, it could happen to you, like, 5 times, and the 6th time, like, you're in the right place and in the right mindset.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, now I see this person.
Yeah. I like that a lot as well.
I feel like that's how life works. I feel like how, in other things, like, that's how it always
100% ends up for me. And I feel like it's so funny, and I get called out a lot on this by my mom, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
How she's like, you can, like, say all of these things, and you, like, you have, like, the wisdom and this stuff, and you're happy to share it with people in your yoga classes, but the irony is you cannot apply to any of it to yourself. Like, I can be like,
hey, your mom says it to you.
My mom will call me out, and I'm like, I know, Mom, thanks for calling me out of that. But it's true, like, the perspective check, I'm like, I can tell people to be, like, uncomfortable, or to, like, trust the timing of things, and I'll sit there and agonize over it for myself, and it's just like, do you not hear me? Like, so I don't know. It's a practice to apply it to yourself, I guess. It is.
It's easy to give advice. It's fun to give advice.
Yeah. And it's so funny because, do you ever get that feeling where it's like you're in the middle of doing something and there's almost like a version of you that's already done that thing and learned that part of it, and it's telling you something, but then you're charging ahead and doing it anyway?
No,
thank you. Oh, my. I guess this is going back to some of this irony thing, but, like,
you're
when
more
people
to your past life.
I see. Okay, so I'm starting to wonder that myself, because I get that feeling sometimes, and I'm just like, what is this? And it's not scary, it's just like there's almost like this, and that's sometimes where I get into this, like, weird stuff where I'm like, I feel like things happened another lifetime ago. Like, it's,
I actually had that once.
Yeah, it's, I don't even, I'm not doing a very good job articulating it.
No, I get it.
But then again, it's like with all of that stuff coming up, it's like, how do you have space to process all of that stuff, or, like, integrate all of that stuff if you're also in a partnership and, like, integrating your ways with that person and, like, learning, like, behaviors and stuff with that person? I find it, like, so tricky to say you're being your absolute best self or working on yourself when you're also, like, in a relationship.
Yes.
How do you do both?
I find that so interesting because, like, I think for both of us, probably, like, the last, what, serious relationships we were in, I'm speaking for you, but tell me if it's not true. Like, we weren't, like, I wasn't in, like, a really introspective or, like, in touch, like, place in my life.
No, I wasn't either.
So
I was either
I
numbing all of that or ignoring it or something.
Right. So how do I take that now?
Yeah.
I feel like a man would be like, shut the fuck up.
Yes. Yes. It's like, have I, like, learned too much?
Or,
like, know too
much
now?
Angel that's like, yes, I want to talk about this with you. I'd be like, okay.
And this is where I get stuck as well, because sometimes I feel like having that awareness, you
mm-hmm.
level up a lot.
Right.
And it might, I don't know if we're getting into some weird sexism stuff here, but I feel like women have a better ability to do that anyway, if it's, like, an intuitive thing of being able to more easily access and tap into that.
At least saying stereotypically women.
Okay, that's a better way to say it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, how then, if you identify as straight, if you're seeking somebody of the opposite sex,
mm-hmm.
how do you find someone who you feel is, like, leveled up to you if you're really acknowledging all the ways in which your awareness has, like, so it's like, how are you going to find that person who is also going to commit to that for themselves no matter what, but then you can do that together?
Mm-hmm.
How does it exist? I don't know.
There are definitely, like, woke men, like, men who I think introspect and care about self-development and, I don't know, just thinking of, like, the ways they move in the world and how to improve them and how to learn more.
Can we identify those men more easily? Like, could they wear a special vest or something that identifies them, because I don't want to waste time on the other ones. I don't know what that would look like, but just like have a little flag or something or pin that really clearly identifies you as a deep thinker or something, so I know that you're doing some of the emotional work and I'm just not going to get drained by you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe asking a little too much.
I think like maybe part of my problem is like the way I've defined the relationship for myself is just based on my like, I mean, mainly based on my one serious relationship, so that like thinking of moving forward, I'm like, well, I don't want to repeat that.
Yeah.
But how, I don't know anything else.
Yeah.
But maybe I do.
Maybe or I'm maybe not, you're not like acknowledging that you have been able to like learn that and grow from it and then move forward with it, but you haven't given yourself a chance to demonstrate that.
Applied it in this scenario.
Yeah. Wait, a real life situation? I was doing so great in my head and now you want me to do this in real life. I don't know anymore, guys.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Why?
Do you feel like is there a, like men you know of in the city that you're like,
What is
like, I don't know. Like, what are you up to? Like, that you'd like maybe be interested in?
Yeah, but I feel like that's like my self-doubt creeps in.
Mm.
So like there's a very handsome man that I know. And I just, but like, I'll make up all these stories in my head, like, you're too handsome, you for sure have like a line of, like, you're a player, or you've got like a line of women, and like, I'm just like, I don't want any part of that. So, I've written off before it goes anywhere, because I'm just like, I'm gonna make up this whole
interesting
story in my head, all of these assumptions.
I keep thinking about this, like, I think there's at least 5 guys that I could date in the city.
Are they people that you have, like, seen and know, or is it you just
think
that that's a
magic
number?
Oh. Yeah, or like through like being in tech. But I matched with one of these 5 men on Tinder yesterday. And I was like, I know we've matched on various apps many times. I know neither of us are going to message each other. And I was like,
but like, what is that game, though?
What?
Like, what is that game? Like,
literally internally screaming, like, where do I, what is that? I'm going to Google, like, how do I make this happen, you know, like, how do I make it go somewhere? Because like, I'd love to just like go out for drinks and be like, okay, clearly we keep swiping on each other, and clearly there's at a level, based on the level of attraction, we know who each other are, but like, is this a thing?
Why isn't one of you taking the first step? Like, what?
I think it's ego. I think that's too, like, knowing people like through like tech or like through like that realm. I think there's like, and also like, it's weird because like, I know you through business.
Yeah.
Business. Like, I do business. No.
Let's go. I don't know. I don't know if I've put a lot of thought into that.
Tinder dates.
Okay, but do you.
Happen. There's things on Google for sure.
Why Tinder? Why Tinder and not like some of the other ones? You just had like better quality matches?
You have to message everyone on Bumble.
Yeah, and this, like, what you were just saying about, like, how do I move this forward, who, like, takes the step or whatever, when I had Bumble active, and I go through weird phases where I get, and I think I reactivate it for all the wrong reasons when I do, but they, like, put out, like, a thing, I don't know if it was a notification or an email or something, where it's like, oh, you have to have, like, this, like, kind of unique way to start up conversations, like, this, come up with your, like, unique spin on it, and, that stuff, and I'm like, it's just so, like, constructed and manipulated that it's like, how can this be real? Like, you're starting it off on such a contrived note that I just don't understand how anything gets further than that.
And I find, like, if I'm like, okay, I'm going to send the first message on Bumble, maybe I'll fucking do it on Tinder, too. I just come up with, like, 3 or 4 questions, and I send it to everyone. Like, I'll send it to, like, all my 30 matches. Like, I'll just message them all at once. And I think everyone can tell that that's what you're doing. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to individually message each of you. Maybe I need to, like, swipe on less people. I don't know what the solution is.
I just don't know if, like, meeting people online is a way that I'm ever going to meet people. Because to me, nothing about an online communication is, like, efficient or effective.
I'm trying to use it as a gateway to these 5 men.
To find these 5 men. Okay.
To connect with these 5 men who otherwise I just know in a professional setting. And I can't be like...
But why can't you?
Because I don't know. I don't have the tools to do that because I'm a millennial and they taught me to swipe on people.
I only know how to swipe. I don't know what to do after that help.
I actually was thinking about that yesterday. I was like, I need to do some. Do you ever like have like a problem, like a personal problem when you're like, you know, not a personal problem, but like you just feel like Googling will like just help you just get through some thoughts that you have. So you'll Google like, how do you know if someone has a crush on you, or like just like stupid shit. Have you never done this?
I don't think
I've talked about this, friends. I know people do this too. Or you're like, how do you know if blah 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 blah? And then you're just like, you just Google and you just like read all these like Google threads and stuff, and you just not Google threads, just like messaging threads and etc. And then you just feel better about your problems.
I don't know if I've, I feel like I have such a cynical view of the internet.
Oh,
that if like, I don't already have a problem or something, I'm like, the last place I'm gonna go is the internet. Like, I already try to avoid my foot. Like, and maybe this is another reason I can't meet people online. I'm horrendous at texting people. So, like, how am I ever gonna, like, have a decent conversation with you?
I'm like, will I hear from Charlotte tomorrow or next week?
Next month? Who knows?
Sure.
It's a real gamble.
I'll hear from her eventually, that's for sure.
I
don't
know
it.
I know. And it's like, and it's because I have this such a deep aversion to texting. I'm like, this isn't.
You call me? No, actually. Don't call me.
Wait, we can use these contraptions
like,
for calling.
Is Charlotte dying? Why is she calling me?
I actually do think that when people call me, I'm like, oh no, they've got something they need to like. I should sit down for this.
Letters. That's nice.
I don't hate letters. There's something kind of like. I don't know if it's like. The nostalgic piece of it, but there's something kind of romantic about a letter, even when it's like not, it's not romantic, it's just like besties writing to each other. It's like getting that piece of mail when it's like the dying kind of.
Maybe we'll send each other.
I'm gonna go out and buy some really pretty stationery. Was that ever a thing when you were little though? Like,
yes, I used to have like
all the cute stationery and like, what were they called? You're like people you wrote.
Pen pals.
Yeah.
I had a friend like in grade 4. She was like, my best friend, and then she moved like to a different city in grade 5. And I had like I probably threw them out because I try not to be a hoarder. But I had like so many letters back and forth from us.
That's
like,
really
so cute.
Yeah, there is something kind of because that's like I can't be.
Oh,
okay. Yes, that is where Avril Lavigne is from. There is kind of I guess like being able to like keep a letter like it's something tangible. Like, what's a text
write,
message?
Write
I swipe left and delete it. Gone. Write me a letter. We're going real old school.
Also
deliver it by carrier pigeon.
I'll get a P.O. box when I leave you know my address.
Yeah. Is there anything that you feel like... I don't know why letters make me think of this. Maybe just the nostalgia thing again. But is it like, you have some like... a potential partner could like sweep you off your feet with some romantic gesture like I wrote her a letter every day for a week. I don't know. Would you let yourself get like swept away?
I don't know. I'm confused by that question.
The logical side of me would be like, no, don't trust that shit.
I don't understand the context in which that would happen.
Never. A movie is when that would happen. No one's writing letters.
Where did I meet them? Where did the letters? Why?
I don't know.
How did they find out where I live? Do I know them?
I don't know. These are all very good questions. I didn't think this
if
hypothetical
like,
situation
if
through.
Like maybe we like, I don't know, it was like a party and we like talked at the party and you know there's a vibe.
And then he sent me letters the next week.
I actually feel like now that's creepy. Like, I would be so creeped out if that happened. I'm like, oh, we need to move. We're moving.
Maybe if we like, I love an epic fight, you know, as a Scorpio. That's one of my main things. My only long-term relationship started after a very big fight.
With that person?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, we didn't talk for like 3 weeks. And I was just over it. And then he was like, oh, okay, I miss you. And then I was like, oh, I love this.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So if it was like,
well, then do you think that the relationship didn't work because it was like born out of that kind of like volatility or like?
No, that's what
it is. Or other reasons altogether. Oh, hello.
You're just young.
Yes. Is this the guy that worked at the hardware store?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember this.
You're so young.
I remember this.
You're so young. But
and it's funny because do you not feel like if you could say, like, do you not feel like you're so young now? Like, you look back at yourself now and you're, like, so young. Like, I will, even though I'm kind of old,
much
like,
less
I feel like
dumb.
Less naive, yeah, less naive.
I don't know. I think I was dumb. I thought I was going to marry him. I could have.
But then this is going back to, like, this is why we shouldn't let super young people make crazy
decisions. I
know.
And I think like I knew that, too. Okay, maybe I wasn't that dumb. Maybe I was like, I want to marry you, but also, no. Like, you, like, I think he wanted to live together at one point, and, like, I wanted to be Dawn, and I was like, I'm going to be a Dawn. Like, we're not living together. I'm, how old was I? 21, 22? I'm like, no, we're not. I'm not living with you. Like,
yeah.
I'm not ready for that level of commitment. But I think just, like, in terms of, like, values and that stuff, like, I felt like, oh, like, you're someone I can spend my life with. But there's just so much other stuff that wasn't right.
What a smart decision you made for yourself,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I don't think he, actually, yeah, I don't fucking know if he listened to this. Who knows who's listening to this? I never think about it.
Do you
go
wait
it's
to see
that? Girlfriends. Anyway, I can't see, like,
who. No, you can't see that.
I just see, like, the number.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just like, it's all women. Maybe it's every guy I've ever gone on dates with. I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe
cool.
All the men, single men of KW are actually listening to this podcast trying to figure out what makes all the single ladies in KW
tick. I feel like he maybe listened to, like, the first couple, but I don't think he made it all the way to the seventh one, so I'll spill the tea. He messaged me not too long ago.
Out of the
maybe
blue?
Like, I don't know. Yeah, it was relatively out of the blue. I think it was, like, the beginning of this year. And he was, like, blah, blah, blah. Or, no, the end of last year, like, around December, when I was going to New York, so I got to use that as an excuse. He was, like, by the way, like, congrats on your book, like, blah, 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 would you want to go for drinks? And I was, like, I'm going to New York next week, maybe I'll get back to you.
And I never, ever did. Like, why do people come back around like that? I can never trust that either. I'm like, why back?
And I'm, like, very, like, woo in that way, because I was like, ooh, like, is this, like, a thing? Should this be a thing? But then I was like, you know what? My gut is, like, don't need that. Like,
I always
wish you
think
well.
These are tests. They're coming back to see, like, did you really learn, like, have you learned your worth enough now to say no to that person?
Yeah.
We're going to send you some temptation.
Yeah.
And then the universe is just kind of testing your resolve. Or, like, did that lesson really stick? Or do you need another go around at it?
Who's that?
Throw me this stone, you idiot. Where did she get that from?
My bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Was it good? Was it delicious?
Was it delicious? No. It's fine. I mean, like, you have a bone here and all these toys, and that's what you decided to eat.
Has her privilege. No. Yes, learning the lesson and then rejecting the message. Also, the last guy, like, I saw for, like, I don't know, a period of time after this actual relationship also messaged me around that time. It was pretty retrograde. Something was wrong.
They're all just coming back.
And
out
I also did, like, I didn't even respond to him because he, like, when we stopped, he actually would probably, like, he's a little. Actually, saw him on Bumble recently. He probably listened to everyone on this episode.
Oh, good.
He messaged me. Yes, I saw your message. It's cool.
Yes, I chose not to reply.
Don't worry about it. Wish you well.
Left you on red.
Great hope for you. You'll be fine. But yeah, messaged me and. When we, like, stopped seeing each other, it was like, honestly, it was weird. He was in college, so, oh.
Oh, that was awesome.
I, like, broke up with him. Well, not, I just, like, broke off our whatever we were
and
doing.
Ended whatever it was, yeah.
Which, I just didn't want to go to Guelph. Like, isn't that so traumatic? Like, driving 30 minutes to be, like.
I don't know. It depends what kind of thing you had going on, I guess.
Anyway, I know. I have some problems. Anyway, but after that, he, like, deleted me off Instagram, deleted me off Facebook, and he's, like, I was 30. Like, I was...
What is that when they do that?
Like,
is that just, like, too much pride, too much hurt, like, can't handle it?
He also had, he added me quite promptly, like, after we started seeing each other, and, like, I don't usually do that, because I'm, like, I don't know, in this day and age, you never know where things are going to go.
Yeah, that's
cynical.
Fair.
I'm cynical.
You're
kind of,
like, hedging your bets.
Quickly deleted me off everything. So then I was, like, I feel like I don't have to respond to your Facebook message if you... promptly deleted me from all your social networks.
I
was also, like, tagging me in photos, like, we are, like, I mean, like, only saw each other for, like, I think it was, like, maybe 3 months total. Maybe not even. Yeah, that and taking a photo, and I was like, what the fuck? I was friend's engagement party.
Oh, that's so...
I was like, why did I go to this party, first of all?
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation, maybe.
Photo? It was like a photo of, like, not us, like, posing for a photo, but, like, someone from the side, like, took a photo. And he, like, tagged me in it. It's like, no. I have, like, all my family on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, fuck Facebook, you're right.
Yes! Social media.
Anyway. That's all my tea. I haven't shared any of that tea on the podcast.
Oh, first time for everything. I'm
okay,
so...
Now it's your turn.
Oh, boy. I'm so honored. Maybe I can keep teasing stuff out of you and we can avoid talking about me altogether. I think I guess I'm going back to your first question. Why are you single? Well, like, I don't know, like, what I would want and what it would take for me to not be single.
What kind of man...
I guess a little bit, no, a little bit, like, it needs to be someone who is, like, willing to put into the work, put in the work when things get really uncomfortable, and not shy away from that, and be able to work on themselves, / just kind of be there when I'm, like, working on my shit, and that's as far as I get, and that's, like, not enough to go on, like, what is that person?
It could be anyone.
It can. So, I don't know, like, if you don't know what you're looking for, like, aren't you just gonna stumble around doing some trial and error? And I don't know if I want to use my energy for trial and error right now, because, it like, I feel like I get depleted, because maybe I give too much because it's the wrong person. So then, it like, I can't just, like, get back into it. So it's like, well, that was a waste of time. It's just gonna set me back.
Do you ever wonder, like, I feel like that's a catch-22, too. If you have, like, this is what happens. I shouldn't drink beer. That's why I drink wine on this podcast. I'm just burping. Oh, excuse me.
It's gonna sound like you're swearing every other word. We're just like bleeping it out.
No, you'll hear my burping. Oh, you got time to edit. Well, no, maybe I'll edit it first. Do you feel like either
maybe.
Like if you had a very specific vision of like the person you wanted, like don't you feel like that's also kind of like shooting yourself in the foot?
Yeah, I do. Then how many people are you missing? Like,
yeah.
And how what's your conviction on what you want if you're going to, like, eliminate all that other stuff? Like, I don't know.
I like to – I still, throughout this whole – like, I think in my very first episode with Cynthia, I was like, I go for the vibe. And I still believe that. I still believe that there's, like, a certain vibe of a person that, like, is something I'm attracted to and, like, a way of, like, I don't know, living and having fun and looking at the world that, like, I still think I can suss it out. It's just rare.
Sometimes I feel like I know what you mean, and then sometimes, and maybe because then I try to, like, pinpoint it, it's like you can't put a handle on it, so it's like, it's too slippery to grab, so then it's like, then I don't know what you mean. Now I just feel kind of grossed out and creeped out again, like, what's too slippery to grab? Like, okay, anyway.
It worked at King.
I know, everything's just got, like, these undertones to it. This is the inappropriate team at work here. Doing my finest work, making everything inappropriate.
That is funny. No, but it is. It's hard. It's hard when you... And that's true, like, why I say, like who could set me up with someone? Nobody. People try to set me up with someone and be like, ha, no.
It makes me feel a little bit sick when people say they want to, like, sometimes I'm like, got any single friends? But then when people want to set me up with someone, I'm like, I don't want you to set me up. Like, how could you possibly have found someone or know me well enough to have found someone? Like, I'm just like, I'm kind of grossed out that you're trying to set me up. But then I'm like, I appreciate it because, like,
that's a very,
gotta get out there.
Yeah, very single thing. A Venus and Capricorn thing to do, honestly.
Maybe that was all my, like, I wanted to say Capricorn, but I don't know why. I could be making it up.
Capricorn is, like, one of the most, like, logical and, like, I think, I don't know, like, almost, like, goal-oriented and very, like, it's very, like, you know what's yes and you know what's not yes in love. Like, as much as emotional and, like, crazy that love can, like, take you on, you know, a journey, at the end of, like, the day, the way that you make decisions in love and the way that you look at love, like, it does come down to, like, you want a life partner. You want someone to, like, build and grow with. And it, like, it is, like, very logical in that sense. Like, I feel like a Capricorn wouldn't, like be with someone for lust.
This is where I think I get confused a little bit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like I can put myself in positions to test myself. And then I'm almost, like, separately watching myself to see how I do in those situations. So I think like what you're saying about being logical, I am really logical when it comes to that stuff. But I also think like you don't even need logic. You know when something's ended and you've outstayed your welcome or you should move on or whatever.
No, are you kidding me? You know a lot of people that don't know.
People who don't know, but I feel like I do, and then I will put myself in a situation where I'm like learning that lesson again for some reason. Like
it's just like part of life.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I can watch myself making those bad decisions. Yeah. Be like, something in your gut is telling you this. Well, we're gonna put it to the test, and I'm just gonna stick around and see what happens.
You just gotta know for sure. I don't know.
I think it's because this is where being cynical gets a little tricky with awareness. Mm-hmm. I'm so aware of my cynicism that I try to check myself. So I'm trying to give people, like, do that devil's advocate, like, the benefit of the doubt. But then it's like, but when should I listen to the thing that's telling me not to? And when is that, like, a false response to something?
I'm trying to learn the difference between cynicism and just, like, your gut.
Yeah.
Because I think there's, like, a natural gut response to a lot of things that, like, it can feel cynical at times, but, like, a lot of the times it's just, like, you just have the experience and you just gone through the things and you just know. Like, you're like, this feels the same again. And it's not. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what I want.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Singles Therapy. If you've enjoyed this podcast so far, it would mean a lot and really help me out kind of to motivate me as I continue editing and recording and doing all the work it takes to create a podcast. If you could go over to iTunes and leave us a rating and let me know what you think. It's just an easy way to show your support, and running a podcast is a lot harder than I thought, so I really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Now back to the episode.
What's it like living with a single guy that you're not with? Can you talk about that?
Yes. I feel like I can do a really good job of putting a boundary in those situations when I want there to be a boundary.
Good.
Like, and I don't want to be like cold or like heartless. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, like, you need to just, like, shut stuff down or whatever and just be like, or whatever. So I don't know if it's living with a single man or living with just a human being with a personality that's not you.
Yeah.
Or if it's me living, like, with my awareness and, like, trying to, like, suss myself out. But, like, every now and then I get a little uncomfortable because I'm like, I don't want you to like me too much, or like, because I've drawn the line and I'm staying on this side of it and nothing changes that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I just go into my house and I just want to be in my house, and there's somebody else living there, but I don't pay attention. Like, I'm just moving around them. And every now and then I get a vibe and I don't know if it's me or if it's him, mm-hmm. where I'm just like, I feel like you like me too much.
Yeah.
And I'm just like a little uncomfortable with it. But then I'm like, how am I making that up?
Wait, this is so honest. Can I keep this in here?
I don't know. I'm scared.
No, but I think that's totally, like, I mean, it's honest.
No, it's fair. But then, like, and I also don't, like, I'm not, like, a very egotistical person. I don't think I have, like, a line of men following me around. I feel like I know when I can get a vibe from somewhere and I'm like.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, when you, I don't know, maybe you don't. No, but do you ever feel yourself being just, like, a little bit rude because you're, like, trying to be, like, I'm not a, you don't, you shouldn't, like, I'm gonna be a little bit of a bitch because I'm trying to make sure that you stay away from me. Yeah. So, like, every now and then I feel like I'm, like, I don't want to be this person, but I don't think you're getting it, so let me make this perfectly, like, and sense, I, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's good to do. I mean, at least you know and you're, like, aware of it and you're. You can manage it, you know?
Yeah.
Versus just being like, oh, what?
Yeah, so, it's also interesting, like, hearing, like, his experience of being on the dating apps and being the person trying to text and have a conversation with the girl. I mean, I've never, like, had, like, an in-depth conversation with him about his dating life, but my assumption is, like, he identifies as straight, so he's going out and, like, talking to all these women. Interestingly enough, though, like, we just don't cross paths enough where, like, that side of our personal lives has collided either. The only time where, since living together or living with a guy, a single guy, mm-hmm. where I have had another guy either come over and visit or mm-hmm. I have gone to hang out with them was at a point where we were, like, staying in an Airbnb because our apartment was being worked on. And we, like, rarely see each other anyway, that I don't even think he was aware that I had had guests over or, like, anything like that, because...
Wait, who is it?
Is it
recent?
Are you
seeing someone?
No. Absolutely. Plot twist. Absolutely. Single, sir, because... No, this was a conversation with someone who used to be single. No. Definitely not. This was one of those sweaty, like, kind of, like, I don't know what you would call this. Like...
Were you saying slidey?
Slidey, like, they're kind of, like, slippery. Maybe I mean slippery. Slidey, that's so bad.
Slippery, man.
Where, like, this was somebody from before who came back around. Oh. And you're just like, why are you here?
And you're like, okay.
Why do you think you can just talk to me again out of nowhere? But then I'm just like, okay, well, let's see where this conversation goes. Like, I'll entertain this idea. And obviously nowhere.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know.
I'm gonna ask you after who
was. Okay, that's fine. We can talk about that after. I don't think it would be someone who listens to the podcast.
Wait, do I know them?
Or know of them? Probably. Okay. I would guess so. Right. I don't think it's somebody you know. No. Okay. It is someone who is younger than me, though. Yeah. So, like, also encountering, like, a younger generation who's, like, more involved in smartphones and smartphone dating and stuff.
Smartphones.
Hello! You don't know I'm 60 years old here. I'm used to, like, the dial phones. Like, that's smartphone technology, you guys. How about it? How about it?
Oh my god.
So just aging myself a little bit, I guess. But literally when
it's because you're British. That's why it is. It's
the Britishness. I don't know. It's interesting, like, having a closer relationship with someone who spent so much more time growing up on a smartphone and whose their phone is, like, more of their life. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm like,
wait, how young are they?
They weren't that, but, like, I feel like
as young as me? Twenty six. I turned 27 this year.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I grew up on my smartphone.
That's what I mean. Like, and I didn't because I'm, like, ancient. No.
I honestly believe that there's, like, even though we're not technically very far in age.
No.
There are these, like, subsets of, like, just, like, literally, like, 2 years, like,
and it literally is just 2 years. Yeah. It's not much.
Yeah.
But I really noticed
there's, like, many generations.
Maybe my age is, like, right on the cusp of when that happened, because I feel like there is a bit of a divide.
I think it's even, like, when you got a phone, or, like, when you had actually, like, what we call the smartphone. Like, when you got a BlackBerry and an iPhone.
Yeah, like, I was slow to the game with that one, because...
Like, I got one in...
being British or something.
First year university. But, like, I know young people that, like... people younger than me that, like, had an iPhone in high school. And, like, that's a very different...
Yeah.
Life experience. No, I totally feel that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, or just watching even my younger cousins or my mm-hmm. friends' mm-hmm. younger siblings, mm-hmm. much younger siblings, and how their lives are now, and how central, like, some interconnected devices to them. It's just like, this is wild. This is so entirely different to me. Yeah. I wonder what their dating life is like. How are they going to interact?
Or maybe easier. I almost feel like because we have this, like, half, like, we're, like, old school, and, like, we should know how to talk to people, like, blah, blah, blah. But then also we have, like, all this technology. We're, like,
nah. We're overwhelmed and confused, and we're just stuck. We can't do either of them.
People older than us are, like, fuck that. I'm not going on the apps. I meet people in person or not. I don't know. And then the very young people are, like, I have 5 men in my DMs. Like, I'm ready to go.
Well, then do you think you're more, like, old school or new school?
I think I'm right in the middle, and that's, like, my crutch, right? Because I'm, like, trying to match with people I know in real life on Tinder so that I can go meet them in real life. But it's not working.
And I feel like I'm too old school. I'm, like, waiting for, like, a real life conversation to happen.
Wait, I want to talk more about this young man.
Okay.
Was that your... You're like, I don't.
This should be fun. What shall we talk about?
Was the main issue you felt like his, like, just, like, mini generation difference from yours?
I think that played up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I had already moved through some of these processes in my life.
Yeah.
And it wasn't at all, like, problematic for me. Like, I wasn't attached enough to be, like, annoyed with him for that.
Mm.
Just, like, could step back and be like, no, like, you totally need to go through this.
Yeah.
This is, like,
yeah.
You need to have this happen. And it would, I feel like they're right before this age, before they start pruning friendships and, like, watching where they spend their energy and stuff.
Yeah.
So where I was, like, really looking for, like, quality time and stuff like that, they go for, like,
all
the friends.
Men never prune friendships. Do you know men that have pruned their friendships? I feel like men just stay friends forever. And I hate it.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
It's weird. I think about this a lot, actually. Because I have just, like, so many, like, male friends that, like, have fucking weird-ass friends. I'm like, why are you still friends with this guy? This guy fucking sucks. And you'll tell me that he fucking sucks. But you'll stay friends with him probably till you die. It's so weird. But, like, women, I know women that just, like, cut him off.
Yeah. I think there was a time when I would have thought that was really savage, and now I think it's so essential.
And not in, like, a reckless or, like, an unloving
no,
or
like,
unforgiving way.
I'm intentionally creating
yeah.
this distance or this boundary here because
you can't be friends with them forever. Like, in your times in life where you have a lot in common with someone and you enjoy spending time with people, like, it doesn't last forever, and, like, it doesn't have to be an insulting negative thing. And
no.
Sometimes it
no,
is. But,
not
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
I also find, though, that that level of non-attachment can be a little tricky to go into, like, a relationship or a new, like, dating thing with. Like, where you know that if you need to, you can make a cut there. And be
oh,
like,
yeah,
this doesn't
yeah.
suck. But if you're going into that already with that independence and that reassurance, was like, well, I'm standing on my own 2 feet.
That's
I don't need you, so I can very easily just make the cut if this isn't working.
I think that's why, like, a lot of the women I talk to on this podcast are, like, kind of intimidating and scary to date. Because it's like...
Well, you can just stand on your own and leave me whenever you want to. And it's
yeah.
like, well, yeah.
I do have forgiveness in me, and I do have, like, room for learning and growing. And, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not so, like, a psycho. Like, I'll let you have your mistakes and your space. But, like, at a certain point, I will be like,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I find, really tricky to navigate. Because I don't want to, like...
Mm-hmm.
give that up because it helps me move through life to
yeah.
not have that level of attachment.
But maybe to someone that just feels like judgment.
I can see how
yeah.
like it can't, or like you're too aloof or you don't care
yeah.
or like you're not invested in me.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not that I'm not invested. I want to see maybe where this will go.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to understand that I don't need this. Like, I was doing
yeah.
just fine. I would like something that supplements this. And like,
I think that is like, in a way, I think it's logical, but it's also a defense mechanism.
Hmm. And then, well, then this just comes back to, like, repeating, like, traumas or, like,
yeah.
bad things that happened to you in your past relationships. You're going to get stuck there because...
Yeah, I think it's...
That defense mechanism is going to come up,
yeah.
right?
No, I think it's... I don't think it's bad anymore. Like, I'm, like, talking about cycles and repeating patterns. Like, I feel like that's, like, where I'm not dating right now because I'm, like, I'm done with the cycles. Until I can enter something new and learn something new. Like, I'm not doing it again.
Do you ever think there's, like, a danger in comfort zones and that? Because I mean, excluding people who
comfort
have, like...
Comfort zones in your cycle?
In like, saying, well, I'm not dating... Like, getting stuck in that place, well, like, it's good right now. I'm not in that cycle. I've learned the lessons. So I'm not dating anyone.
Yeah.
But then you get too comfortable there.
Huh.
How,
yeah,
like, how long have you been single for?
Oh, forever. Well, I'm with single these days.
Okay,
yeah.
That's just... So, like, I would consider that I have not been in a, like a...
Yeah.
A serious relationship
yeah.
or partnership or whatever for 5 to 6 years. There's just been, like, people here and there where it's like...
Wait, me too.
Okay, so, yeah, and it's, like, every now and
but
then I wonder,
like,
if I'm
like
too comfortable that way.
We've definitely, like, I've seen people. Yeah.
Yes, but you haven't... It's not been the same as that relationship where they've even been living together or
but
it's been
I don't
serious.
Know if that's a... what's the correct word for this? A product? A factor? A product of me? Like, I don't think it's a product of how I'm dating. I think it's a product of, like, the way people date now.
Mm.
Like, I think, like, the last guy that I saw for 3 months. I think if we were dating, that was what? 2018? End of 2017? If that was in 2013, it probably would have been a year-long relationship.
But are you talking about 2013 you, or are you talking about 2019 you in 2013?
Yes,
2019. Well, now we're just playing time travel, and that just is going to, like, really blow my mind. The multiverse
is real. It's real.
It's getting trippy here, peeps.
But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's just, like, a way different way in that which we meet people, in which dating happens, in which we are, like, more aloof, like, on the women's side and on the men's side.
Yeah.
And that we know, like, things are more temporary. We're also, I think women in general do have more self-awareness in these dating situations from what I've seen. But also, like, from the men's side, too, there is, like, more of a self-awareness they're bringing to things. Where, like, what could have been, I don't know, you met at a party and you, like, knew mutual friends and you saw each other around for a month. And then you just, like, kind of started dating. And then you're like, oh, now we're really dating. And then you're with each other for a year. Like, that all happens within the span of, like, month.
Yeah. What time warp thing happens.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fucking weird.
There was something that you just made me think about, and now I've lost it.
The multiverse?
Oh, God. Let's not go down there. Oh, no.
I just do a podcast down the rabbit hole, talk about the multiverse.
We'll come out eventually.
I don't know. Like, the really, I call them situationships that I've had since my one serious relationship.
A situationship?
Yeah. There's articles on the internet about it. You won't read them.
Oh, no. That Google device on my smartphone technology can't do it.
You ask your Google Home about situations.
The Google Home that I still haven't unpacked because I don't want
to
spy on
me. My Google Home is listening to us right now. I'm going to put this is going to be on Google Podcasts. Wait, do I get to use your real name?
You can use my real name. Yeah. That's totally fine. Like, no, make, please, actually, I would like a really cool alias, please. Make me sound awesome.
But yeah, talking about short-term relationships being similar to what a long-term relationship was, like, back in the day.
Oh, we were talking about aloofness and how that can be off-putting. I think independence can be as well, because I think people don't know how to, like, interact with you or, like, interject themselves into your life when you are so not needed.
Totally fair.
But it's like, well, I'm not going to compromise on that. Like, you have to find,
like,
a way to fit in here.
We don't necessarily know how to put people in our lives either.
Oh, no, that's true.
Like, look at this little, like, women's space I created for myself.
Hey, guys, come in. You're so real cozy in here.
I feel like the only men I've had here have been like, whoa, it's so cute. They're just like, I don't know what to do. This is a space for women. And I'm like, yes, I did create this space for women. For me and my female dog. And all my female friends to come and hang out with me.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, don't you want then a guy who's going to walk in here and be, like, totally okay with it, like, being a women's space?
Right, and, like, maybe they have their own space and their own, you know, vibe. And they're like, I get that you created a space for yourself because I'm also an adult. And
Basically, what we need is, like, two adults working on themselves, supportive of each other, but independent. Like...
Yeah.
Have you heard it? Like, Gwyneth Paltrow, like, doesn't live with her husband, and, like, apparently more and more people are doing this thing where they're married, but they don't live together.
No, that's sick. Wait, what's she doing?
They just don't want to share their houses, and I feel like that sometimes. I feel like, I'm like, I'm never going to be in a relationship because I just don't know if I want to share. And I'm going through this with roommates again. I'm like,
yeah.
I could have the best roommate in the world. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if I want to live with other people.
Yeah.
Animals is one thing. Just having to, like...
Well, animals don't get a say in a thing.
That's what I mean. It's like, what I say goes, and it's like, I don't want to have to compromise on what I want. It's my space, my rules, and it's like, you just have to come in here. But
I'd be very interested to see how my aesthetic, like, combined with a man's aesthetic.
So I remember moving in with my ex, and that being one of the things that gave me anxiety, because I knew that we just had, like, very different tastes.
Yeah.
And I didn't want... my space, like, my comfort zone to look like how he wanted it, because I was like, that's cold and shitty and ugly, sorry, your taste sucks. But then he's sitting in there in his head probably thinking the same thing, right? So it's like, well, then we should just have separate spaces. Voila!
Yeah.
We end all the divorce rates.
I mean, isn't that why, like, people have, like, a man cave or whatever? Like, isn't that when that happens?
Real talk. Why do they have a man cave?
To put all their ugly shit in.
Oh, it's like the one room in the house and the rest of the house
looks
really
pretty.
They
think it's, like, their space, where you're like, no.
No.
Their shit.
It's containing you down here and locking you away in here.
I'd be, like, I don't know. Yeah. But, like, the past, like, whatever, a handful of guys I can think of, like, me seeing are, like, the guys whose apartments have actually gone over to. Yeah, that's fine to say. They're, it's like, what the fuck are you up to? Like, they just, like, it's, like, a temporary living space almost. It's, like, they don't feel like there's, like, I've never been with a guy that, like, is invested in their home and, like, invested in their living space. And honestly, maybe that's because, like, the last time I was dating, like, I was a little bit younger. Maybe now if I was dating, like, I would find people that have better, I don't know, just, like, sense of self in their homes.
Yeah.
Because I want someone who has, like, somewhat, like, preference in, like, style in their living space. Like, versus, I think the default for a lot of, like, quote unquote men is just like, yeah, I just live here. Like, there's my things. Here's my bed's on the floor.
Okay, well, so
men.
Going back to living with a single man.
Yeah.
Like, if
is
you, like, crack, yeah, 100%. Like, if you crack open my bed
men,
door.
Get a bed frame.
And that's exactly
get
what
a fucking bed frame.
But actually, he did there's have a whole bunch of furniture and he sold it all and he's like, well, you know, minimalism. And I'm like,
okay, never mind. I was going to be like, I've never seen a bed frame in a single man's house, but I have.
But then if you... what is the rating of this podcast? Like, PG-13?
It's R!
Okay.
Explicit.
Because it's just, like, the only person that I have known who had a bed frame made it pretty clear, like, what that bed frame was for.
Oh.
So then
it's
like,
wait,
that... So it's like, okay, then... So
oh no! Just a simple like
that's
box frame. You don't need bars.
Just don't put your bed on the floor.
You don't need anything. Anything to be tied to. You just need
just,
a little.
Just
bit
something
of
to elevate it off of the floor.
Preferably not a lot of things that can be tied to things.
Get real Christian Grey up in here.
No, we're looking for it. I don't know. It's fine, but just that's not what you should say to people. Want to see my bed frame?
No.
Wait, that's so
have funny. You ever had people like lead with like the strangest conversation opener that you're just
like on dating apps or in life?
Yeah, but like where it's been like either enough for you to straight off the bat be like, I want to meet this person, this is whack, or I'm terrified for my life, I should block this person immediately.
I think like a while, like way long ago when I first like got the apps, there's like yeah, weird stuff. But lately, like, just no one messages me.
This is really sad.
It's so sad. Well, like, I'm on Bumble. If I send a message, people will respond. But, like, I mean, I just bought Tinder again yesterday. I shouldn't be crying. I'm crying and no one's messaged me. And I had Tinder for a day. But, yeah, I don't know. Lately, I'm, like, I think I almost, like, maybe know, like, the, you know, like, the guys that look, like, a little, like, out there that you're, like, you're kind of hot and, like, maybe I'll match with you. I feel like I don't match with them anymore. Because I just know where that is going.
Wait, where is that going?
It's like a weird sexual conversation where, like, you add each other on Snapchat and you're like, where's your dick on Snapchat?
Maybe the problem is Snapchat and social media. Maybe we should just be adding each other on this. Maybe we need to take it immediately from, like, this dating app
person.
To just be like, oh, no. Save the dick pic. I'm coming over to check this out in person. We'll just skip Snapchat altogether.
Pause. I don't want that. Yeah.
What dick pics have entered our lexicon if it wasn't for... Who sent the first dick pic?
Kick.
No!
The first dick pic was sent
on
Kick Messenger. Added to their Wikipedia page.
On this day in history in 2012, Sprinkle Dick showed up.
Oh my god, I think about Sprinkle Dick sometimes.
I don't like that I think about Sprinkle Dick sometimes. It's like, why is this still a like, recurring memory I have from that job?
This
something
so
I want to let go of.
I feel like
just by nature, just the fact that we worked at Kick and the things that we talked about in our day-to-day, this has turned into the most explicit podcast episode, where neither of us are that explicit in everyday life.
I'm not that inappropriate. Like, I think that my mind will go there, but I won't blurt it out. But then again, that's just, like, a product of what we saw and did for so much. But I keep it on lockdown.
What we did.
That sounds terrible. Actually, I have a really good point. I have an excellent point, though. It is kind of
explicit. I need to clarify what sprinkle dick is. It's exactly what you think it is.
It's a dick with sprinkles on it. And then you take pictures and you send it all over the internet.
Like
you can use different colors of sprinkles.
It's like sprinkled like a donut. Like, it's like they work at a bakery.
Very, like, evenly distributed.
They know how to sprinkle.
It was well done.
The tip. Oh,
forever,
right.
Like, scorched into six different people's memories. You got to see that one day and support.
Sorry, you're saying.
Has your career ever come up in a weird way in dating?
It used to, but I, like, don't even really think to talk about it.
Because I have had people, like, open a conversation with me based on that, and I actually ended up taking that off my, like, I guess it linked from Facebook and it could see that where I used to work.
I don't think anywhere.
And there were people, and it actually, like, highlighted to me some of the other nefarious things that Kick were being used for, that I wasn't in that playing in that world, so I didn't see it.
Yeah.
But then people assumed, because I worked there, that I wasn't so much working at a technology company as I was working as a porn company, some kind of porn star.
Yeah.
So, like, they message you expecting
maybe
and
that's
stuff.
Why the messages were way more interesting when I worked at Kick and had it.
Maybe, because they thought you were doing something entirely different.
Interesting. Yeah, I used to have conversations about it. I used to actually get people, back when I was a Kick evangelist, I would get people I was talking to on Tinder to add me on Kick as an evangelist. They'd be like, what's that? I'm like, it's an app. It's great.
You should use it.
Just trying to increase
it's really
our
good sexting app, you guys. It's perfect for those dick pic needs.
I don't actually think anyone, I can't say that confidently, but I think most of the guys that I got to message me on Kick were just like, oh, I'd like to think this girl was, like, cute and I want to talk to her, I'll get this app. Like, I don't think most of them send me dicks. I don't think most of them.
I wonder how many people you're responsible for bringing to that app and then traumatizing after they receive some really nice stuff.
No, they were men, I'm sure they're fine.
Oh yeah, they were fine, they got nothing.
I like ending with words of wisdom. You're a fucking yoga teacher. You have words of wisdom.
Yeah, but we covered this. I can, like, oh, I guess.
I know, but
well,
we don't care. We just want that.
I was like, can I preach my
Yeah, you don't have to practice how you preach. It just does.
Why would you?
In singles. There is one.
My words of wisdom. I don't know. I feel just like we. I don't know. I like. Oh, man. I don't like being put on the spot in this way.
No, I think you absolutely do.
I do, and I'm trying to articulate it in a way where it doesn't sound like nonsense.
No, yeah, it's good. It'd be like nonsense.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Then have I got something for you.
Okay.
I think it's just about, like, being, this is going to sound terribly cheesy. Yeah, but it's like if people, like, back down from just being true to themselves and what they need and what they believe and what they are, like, working through and integrating, like, if people abandon that, then nothing is going to get better. We're just, I'm sorry for the cynicism, but we're going to come back to all of these shitty relationships for the sake of relationships and marriages that are miserable and people that are unhappy. But, like, maybe the world would be a lot better place if, like, just whoever you are, whatever your relationship is, like, you're just being completely true to yourself.
Whoa.
It doesn't even sound like words of wisdom
no,
so much. It's just
that
like
is words of wisdom.
Me wrapping up my cynicism in something like
no,
a little bit more like compelling.
That's a bow.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think like we need people to be brave enough to like break the status quo and just say like, I'm not just gonna like graduate, do this, get a job, buy the house, get the mortgage, like being like all of that. I'm gonna deviate from that path and maybe I'm single until I'm 40 because being single works better for me than that solution. Which isn't to say though that you shouldn't get married if it doesn't work for you and you shouldn't go have the most adorable family or whatever it is, because if that works for you, fucking do it.
Well, that's who you are.
But be like
time.
If it doesn't work for you, don't feel like you have to like be brave and be the single person among your group of friends or like don't just settle down or whatever it is. or break out of the shitty relationship that you're in to be true to yourself. I don't know. I do think that the best thing I ever did was leave an unhealthy relationship to focus on myself.
Yes.
Like, better than anything. As tumultuous as it was.
I think so too.
And hurtful as it was to so many people.
Think of who you were then and who you are now.
Ugh. Yeah, a lot of like, so much growth. It's,
yeah,
like,
it's crazy.
All of that, like, pain and all of that nonsense was all in service of being true, right?
Yeah.
Just being authentic or whatever it is.
Fuck, Charlotte, you've made the best ending on
yes!
episode.
Oh, no. Make sure you edit again. Make me sound really intelligent.
I can do an empty can. Cheers. To finish off the episode.
Cheers, empty can.
Thank
B
you.
Was really, really good. She's going to snooze
good.
Through the ending.
We got her at, like, have some rambunctiousness before we started recording, so.
Perfect. Well,
thank
you for
you.
Having me.
This is great. All right.
Yay!
So we say bye.
Bye. Thank you.